The UN's humanitarian coordinator in South Sudan, Sara Beisalo Nyanti, says the violence was largely triggered by armed cattle raiding and ethnic hostilities between neighboring areas. She says it is a major concern and is hampering the delivery of humanitarian services to the vulnerable population.
We have had increased incidents in South Sudan, increased incidents of attacks on humanitarians in Greater People area. We did have recently theft, we had robbery, we had armed attacks, armed robbery, and this is unacceptable. When people are working to save lives, their lives should not be at risk. When people are working to feed, working to give shelter, and working to give basic human necessities for the most vulnerable, they shouldn't be attacked. Together, we should all be fighting poverty. We shouldn't be fighting humanitarian workers.
Last month, officials in Eastern Equatorial State said at least dozens were killed when armed cattle raiders attacked Kapoita North County. OCHA says more than 17,500 people were also displaced in Eastern Equatoria, as well as some 1,700 people in the Greater Pibor administrative area due to the violence. Nyanti says food insecurity, intercommunal violence, conflict and disease outbreaks persist and that the situation continues to worsen for the most vulnerable.
South Sudan has become the worst place to be a humanitarian worker because of attacks on humanitarians, because of access impediments, and because of operational constraints that are placed in relation to the work that humanitarians do. As you know, we lost humanitarian worker in Equatos, and it was devastating because now that makes it 5 humanitarian workers killed in 2022. We still have 5 more months to go in the year, and we hope that there will be no more deaths in 2022. Of anyone who's working to save lives in South Sudan.
Nyanti urges the South Sudanese authorities and continues to do more in order to reduce the level of violence in the country.
The government is primarily responsible for our safety and security, but communities also have a responsibility. Communities should take responsibility for what happens at the community level, and where there are armed young people, where there are factions and groups at the subnational level carrying out subnational violence and attacks, communities should resist it. Communities should hold these young people accountable. They should hold community leaders accountable. They should hold state leaders accountable. All of us have to work together, including those who we are serving, to make sure that we can have safe humanitarian delivery in South Sudan.
OCHA says in July, armed cattle keepers attacked villages in Ye County, Central Equatoria, and looted property, including livestock. It says the renewed fighting between armed factions in Kundru Boma, Ye County, displaced hundreds of people to neighboring villages and others across the Democratic Republic of Congo. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.